leading the news this morning, British police have arrested six people who are suspected of plotting a terrorist attack. They say it's part of an ongoing investigation and is not linked to this month's Olympics. WikiLeaks is publishing more than 2 million emails it says will lift the lid on the Syrian regime. The website says the documents will shed light on the regime's brutal crackdown on its opponents. It says they also show how some Western countries and businesses are continuing to support the regime. A memorial service has been held in Afghanistan for the Australian soldier killed there this week. Members of the Special Operations Group formally farewelled Sergeant Blaine Diddams at a ceremony at Tarin Kot. Sergeant Diddams was shot on Tuesday during an operation targeting insurgents. Mining magnate Gina Rinehart has reduced her stake in Fairfax from nearly 19% to just under 15%. Mrs. Rinehart remains the single largest Fairfax shareholder. She says the sell-off is aimed at removing a key obstacle to her joining the company's board. Australia's Girl Guides will no longer have to make a pledge to the Queen or God. The organisation is changing its pledge after more than a century in a bid to increase its membership.